Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Etsy, Inc. NASDAQ. Etsy. Oppenheimer 26th Annual Technology, Internet and Communications Conference, August 8, 2023, 9:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Etsy's CEO, Josh Silverman, and CFO, Rachel Glaser, discuss the company's performance and outlook at Oppenheimer's 26th Annual Technology, Internet and Communications Conference. They reported modest improvements in Q2 results, despite recognizing the environment as challenging. They expect similar growth in Q3 but highlighted the company's compound annual growth rate of 29% over 4 years, viewing it as a strong point given significant growth during the pandemic. Comparing to businesses like Wayfair, Silverman reiterated that Etsy provides a unique platform for self-expression, especially in the home goods category, and sees huge potential for growth in unprompted consideration for Etsy's products. Silverman also revealed plans to harness AI capabilities to provide better organization and suggestions for customers. On marketing and guidance philosophy, Glaser said they continually refine their ROI strategy and monitor macroeconomic trends. They aim to increase the lifetime value, LTV, of their customers through marketing and by improving their product. Glaser also highlighted that there are over around 100 million reactivated buyers that add value to the company. The challenge for the company lies in increasing the frequency of purchases from their customers, which has improved from twice to thrice per active buyer during the pandemic. Etsy is focusing on improving its customer experience and has a roadmap that includes enhancing quality, ensuring appropriate pricing, and increasing trust among its customers. The company is applying artificial intelligence (AI) models to sort through its vast array of items and highlight visually appealing listings. It is also providing sellers with insights into pricing their items and when to put them on sale, and is seeking to improve customer trust by assuring timely item arrival and introducing Etsy purchase protection. However, the challenge persists in determining which of the thousands of relevant search results should be displayed on the first page. The company is also exploring mid-funnel marketing strategies for promoting specific purchasing events or occasions, while focusing on return on investment, ROI, to maximize the effectiveness of their marketing budget. Etsy, an online marketplace, is gaining traction and reaching a broader audience for its wide array of products, from home furnishings to jewelry and baby supplies, enhancing the company's total addressable market, TAM. Etsy has also been focused on M&A activities, notably with successful acquisitions like Reverb and Depop. However, its acquisition of Elo7 didn't work as per its plans. It was highlighted that Etsy has three primary ways of capital allocation, one of which includes reinvesting in the company through product development and marketing. The company also generates about 90% of its EBITDA to free cash flow due to its capital-light business model. Furthermore, advancements in AI and machine learning are expected to drive productivity and improve client experiences. However, Etsy prefers to use off-the-shelf tools instead of building its own unless there's a strategic advantage, reducing costs and development time.